Rural News this paid now. Commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I will be back next week with another great show related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., always bringing you new topics related to your health and wellness. Hopefully, you've been listening to the show for a while. If you're just tuning in, you are in for a treat. If you'd like to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, we have a wealth of topics, special guests, some of the leaders in the field of integrative medicine that we've interviewed on the show, and they're all available for you absolutely free to download, either as something you can stream on your computer or a podcast. If you go to www.myvillagegreen.com, on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone. If you click on that, it'll bring you to the archive show section. A lot of great shows. Last week, I did a great show with a naturopathic doctor regarding blood type diet and some of the science and interesting science and research behind the blood type diet. Really interesting stuff. And today we're talking about exercise. Now, we've talked about exercise before, and I don't want to say today is just about exercise because, you know, it really goes way beyond that. I have in studio with me today my special guest. He's actually local to the DC area and is here with me and has a really interesting take or way of looking at exercise when it comes to understanding what's right for you. As a naturopathic doctor, you know, we're taught to treat people as a whole. That's the whole concept behind quote-unquote holistic medicine. It's looking at all aspects of a person, aspects of their physical, their genetic makeup, their social, where they are socially, where they are spiritually, and taking all of those factors into consideration and designing a health plan that allows their body to flourish in the most beneficial way. Well, nobody really looks at exercise that way. When we're getting ready to start exercising, you know, I'm an avid exerciser, but I go through the same ups and downs that everybody does. For some periods of time, I'm training really heavily, doing really well. I'm in great shape. Everything's going wonderfully. And I'm like, gosh, I'm never going to give up exercising. This feels so good. And then I get busy and life happens and, you know, this happens and that goes on. You go on a trip, you get behind, you come back, and all of a sudden you stop exercising. You turn around 5 months later, it's like, I really haven't done all that much. Well, for some people, it may go longer. And when we decide to get into an exercise plan, we just jump into whatever it is 2 feet first, whether it's getting a personal trainer and going to the gym, starting a Pilates class, starting a yoga class, CrossFit's really popular, triathlons, marathons, whatever it might be, you just jump right in. And what we're going to talk about today is trying to adapt a philosophy and understand that your body may have some specific limitations and some specific strengths. And what types of exercise you choose to engage in, it may be a good idea to consider what those weaknesses and what those strengths might be to, number one, allow you to excel, and number two, and very importantly, to avoid injury. And Mark is going to help us understand that. Mark brings over 12 years of experience in the fitness industry. He earned a Bachelor's of Science in Kinesiology from the University of Maryland at College Park. He's a muscle activation technique certified specialist, which we're going to talk about, and a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. In addition to working with individuals to identify and treat muscular imbalances that contribute to poor performance and repetitive stress, Mark specializes in VO2 testing and advanced cardiorespiratory training. He coaches elite athletes as well as beginner training. He has a strong thirst for knowledge and is currently working towards his muscle activation techniques master specialist certification, as well as his master resistance specialist certification. He's committed to education and continues to take advanced courses in muscle activation technique and advanced foot mechanics, spinal mechanics, advanced upper and lower body, and many other things. Mark also runs Elements of Motion, which is his center for personal training and VO2 testing and helping people understand the dynamics of their body and how that fits into exercise. If you want to learn more about his center, you can go to www.elementsofmotion.com. Mark, thanks so much for being a guest on the show today.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did my little brief intro here to kind of talk about our topic a little bit, this idea that, you know, if you're going to start exercising, and we did a great pre-interview last night, I thought you brought up a lot of really good topics, you know, what is it that we should be thinking about before we adopt an exercise program and just throw our bodies into some sort of, you know, stressful situation?
Right. So, you know, I speak to a lot of folks about exercise and people thinking about it as a lifelong endeavor. And I usually like to start talking about, well, why are you doing it? I know, you know, a lot of people, there's tons of research to suggest the benefits of it, but I really want to know why you're doing it. And so you get all sorts of great answers. You'll talk about, I want to get stronger. I want to get faster. I want to lose body fat. I want to look better naked. I want to do all these things. And so those are really important. But where does that fit on a continuum of, is this something that's improving my health? Is it improving my fitness? Is it improving my performance? Could things that are meant to improve my fitness and performance, could it affect my health adversely? And sometimes the answer is yes. And so when people, I want to talk a little bit about this idea of training for health. And in a clinical sense, what does that mean? It means I'm trying to do this so that clinically, it's reduce my chances of morbidity and mortality, getting sick and dying. So disease resistance and improving exercising from improvements in fitness are capacity for work, right? I'm more fit now. How would I measure that? Well, I can run a mile, or before I could run a half mile. I could lift 10 pounds before, now I can lift 20. These are ways to measure fitness. And then performance is often about competition, that I'm doing these things, I'm healthier now, hopefully, and I'm more fit, and now I want to use it, and I want to perform well. I want to shoot better. I want to beat my competition. And so I like to, when I'm working with someone, fit them on that continuum. Where are they? And are they doing things that are really addressing that baseline component of wellness? Is this healthy for me? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, when they think of health, they think of, let's say, cardiovascular risk. And that's obviously very, very important. But I'm also thinking about other body parts, your joint health, your muscle system health. So when I'm talking with folks, I say, well, now that I know why you're doing it, these are all important reasons, what is exercise? And you get a lot of really good answers. And I'm going to give you a somewhat technical answer of, exercise is a force you apply to your body to try to change it. It's a force that you apply to your motor system, your body, trying to drive a certain motor pattern from your brain to get your muscles to move your bones in order to change it. And the body, so when people tell me I'm trying to lose body fat, I'm thinking about their fat cells, trying to get stronger. I'm thinking about muscle cells. I'm thinking about all the body parts, all the component parts of this race car that you're trying to race. And so I'm really trying to change the discussion immediately from, you know, hey, look, I want people to have fun while they exercise, but there is a whole lot more going on than just doing a video or going to a class or going out on a run or doing whatever you're choosing to make yourself healthier. There's things happening on the inside. And how do you know that your body's ready for that stress that you're applying to it to make it stronger? Mm-hmm. And that's a tough question sometimes.
It is a tough question. And I would say that, you know, I do see, as we talked about last night, you know, a lot of people do get injured, you know, when they launch into an exercise program. And that's one of the worst things that can happen. You know, they hear that, you know, I want to lose body fat and I hear cardio is good, so I'm going to start running. And they get out and they start running. But, you know, maybe they have an old knee injury, or maybe they're a little too overweight to put that kind of stress on their knee or their ankle. Or, you know, maybe they get a personal trainer and they just, I see a lot of people get injured at the outset of exercise. And that, of course, is a big problem because that sets you back. And people don't really take into consideration the ideas of what their body limitations might be before they pick what they're going to do.
Exactly. And that's a huge piece, that there may be some things that you need to do for your body before you do the things that you want to do with your body. So if you wanted to do a yoga class or Pilates, it's great. If you want to do a P90X video or some sort of exercise video, that's great. I mean, I want people to do what they love to do, but maybe there be some time that we should set aside. It could be weeks, maybe months, and maybe depending on the goal, let's say a high-end endurance goal, like an ultra-distance run or half Ironman or an Ironman, might you want to put a program together or think about what are all the things that I'm going to have to resolve in order for me to achieve this goal without injuring myself? Mm-hmm. Because obviously all the data suggests that exercise has all these great benefits on mood and energy and endocrine system function, all these really important health variables. But exercise can also cause you to stop exercising, that you could sustain an injury where you can no longer reap the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. And that's awful, because exercise should be fun. And we're hoping people are thinking about it, like I said, as a lifelong endeavor.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the way people should be thinking about it, not just as a short-term means to reach a quick goal, like, you know, to lose weight for the summer or to, you know. And when we talk about it for health, I'm recommending exercise to people all the time because it's such a fundamental piece of creating health. If somebody has high cholesterol or they're potentially looking at prediabetes, you know, weight loss, usually as a result of exercise and proper nutrition, can reverse many different chronic issues that threaten the lives of most Americans. When you look at the top killer of Americans, it's really cancer, heart disease, and stroke and diabetes are the top four. And many of those things, all of those things, we know can be significantly reduced by regular exercise and weight loss. So, you know, you want people to create sort of a lifelong endeavor. So I really like the idea of sitting down with someone and understanding how do I structure this so that I can do it for a long period of time and continue to do it over time and not just getting a little bit of a short-term goal. So what is it? Any other comments on those introductory topics? And I think we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about sort of what goes on in your initial assessments and how that process works. What do people actually experience and how, you know, what's the framework that we need to think in to sort of figure out what can our bodies do and what can't they do and what type of exercise may not be good for someone?
Okay, very good. So I wanted to go back to this idea of preparedness that you mentioned, wanting to start a program, and let's say your doctor has recommended exercise for you. And we talked about what is exercise, it's stress or forces you're applying to your body. And what do the forces do to these materials, to your skin cells and your muscle cells and your ligament cells? And do all the materials respond to the same way to those exercise forces? I don't know, right? How do you know that? I mean, do your muscle cells, like I said, respond the same way as your ligament cells? And do your tendon cells respond the same way to your cartilage cells? And how do you know the ability of these materials to take the forces of exercises? Unless you're doing a world-class assessment, you don't know. You're just hoping for that if you are smart about progressing the work that you're doing, which most people are very good at, that you should be able to achieve your goals. But things can get complicated, especially if we used to be active. Maybe I had a previous injury that never truly healed. Maybe I had a surgical alteration to my machine parts, so it's not truly returned to near original condition. Let's say I'm currently exercising, looking to improve. Maybe there's some overuse, misuse issues. These are the complicating influences when you start an exercise program. And so it's kind of somewhat analogous, I think, to, let's say you and I were in some barn or some field in Maryland, and we found a barn and there was a Ferrari in it. And would you want to get in that Ferrari? And it has been used for a decade. Would you want to get in it right away and start racing it? Or would you want to get it checked out first and make sure that all the parts and pieces are sorted out? Make sure that your brakes will function properly, the engine runs efficiently, and the gas lines are intact. This is how we're thinking about someone who maybe used to be active or is looking to be active, that you do have this Ferrari. It has some miles on it. It hasn't been used, and it's not really prepared to be used. So how can we assess its preparedness to race? We got to take a look at it. We got to put it up, look underneath, make sure there aren't any leaks, any problems. And we can systematically try to put together a plan of getting your race car on the track so you can enjoy moving your body again without the fears of injuring it, of damaging it.
Yeah, certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean, our bodies are a very well orchestrated machine that, you know, has a lot of obviously moving parts, a lot of different cells, many aspects of different physiology, ligaments, tendons, stresses, and, you know, exercise is great, but exercise is a stress on the system. And, you know, I've experienced it firsthand. Experienced injuries related to exercise, some related to accidents while exercising, which are somewhat unavoidable, but some just related to just overuse or the joint not being used properly or the muscles around the joint not being prepared to take the stress that the joint is under during exercise. And that, you know, that's what I found with some of the cycling that I do, you know, some chronic knee injuries because my legs weren't properly developed when I started cycling to absorb the stress around the joint, and proper training was able to alleviate that. So, and I think that carries on for all sorts of things, even the most gentle things, and even like yoga, you know, and I think we have some pretty good stories about, you know, everybody thinks of yoga as the most gentle, safest type of way to introduce yourself to exercise. But I've met a fair amount of people that have gotten hurt doing yoga, myself included. So, you know, it's a good thing to think about all of these aspects before you start a program. So when we come back, Mark, I'd like to pick up the conversation, maybe talk about what an initial assessment would look like, and get into this topic a little bit further. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during the big summer sale. Now through July 21st, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular top quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's Big Summer Sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passera. I will be back next week with another great show for you. We're here today talking with Mark. Mark, what's your last name?
Last name is Schaefer.
Mark Schaefer, who runs Elements of Motion, which is a place right here in Washington, D.C., right near Tenleytown Metro. And he specializes in helping people figure out their bodies, how their bodies interact with exercise, helping people recover from injuries, balancing their muscles dynamics, and really helping people thrive in the environment of exercise and performance. So in the last segment, we talked about some of the issues that come up when people are just starting an exercise regimen, injuries that can happen, understanding that, you know, your body may have specific weaknesses and specific strengths, and certain things that you might do that seem like a good idea when it comes to getting in shape and exercising may actually be somewhat problematic for your body. And in this segment, I think we're going to discuss some aspects of how a complaint is actually addressed when someone comes in to see Mark at his center, Elements of Motion, and some of the other ways that he looks at the body dynamics, and how to help people thrive and perform a little bit better. So, Mark, why don't I just kind of let you start off with that topic?
Sure. So, you know, many people come to see us and they have all sorts of complaints. They'll have tension in certain areas of the body. They'll have a tight hamstring. They'll have a a complaint in their deep hip area. They'll say their glute is tight, their calf is tight, their low back is pain. And the way that we're approaching this is from a holistic perspective of saying, I wonder if there's what could be contributing to this. I think most people have the bias that my hamstring is bad, that my hamstring is injured. And I'm saying, well, I know that your hamstring is complaining. I know that you're getting some pain signals from it. Could be inflamed. But I'm curious what might be driving it. Because the hamstring, there's three muscles that compose that group. And let's just talk about one of them. Let's say the biceps femoris. Well, that hamstring, it's on five different teams. It moves your bones in five different ways. It bends your knee or knee flexion, extends your hip, or if you're standing, it would draw your leg backwards. It turns your hip in. It turns your hip out. It turns your lower leg out. And it also slides your leg in. It's a hip adductor. So could there be a possible scenario under which that hamstring is just overworked because maybe another member of one of those other five teams isn't doing its job? So your hamstring shows up for work one day and it's like, oh, one of my knee flexors isn't working. Thanks a lot, Popliteus. Now I have to overwork for it. And then maybe one of my hip extensors isn't firing, like my gemellus or my gemelli superior. Thanks a lot, gemelli superior. I'm going to have to compensate for you. And so compensation isn't an awful thing. It's when perhaps that biceps femoris, that hamstring muscle, is compensating for one muscle or many muscles for some long period of time, that over time, that muscle can no longer meet the demands placed on it. It's like, look, I've been doing this for a long time, for weeks now. I've been overworking because popliteus is offline and all these other muscles with all these great names that are all on these associated teams of movement in your body that your biceps femoris is on as well. If you're not resolving the root cause, then that biceps femoris is still continually being asked to compensate. And what happens is it can eventually devolve into decompensation, which would be, like I said, I'm sorry, I can no longer meet these demands. Now, I have some issues. I have an itis. I have inflammation in my tendon, or maybe I've damaged my muscle cells, and maybe that muscle is now offline. So that's our approach to these complaints, is that, yes, could you have a biceps femoris problem or a hamstring problem? Absolutely. Or could there be other things that are driving it, that biceps femoris is working beautifully? You're just beating the snot out of it because the other parts of you weren't functioning properly. Mm-hmm. So it starts to get into the nitty-gritty of what I study, which is biomechanics, which really is just the physics of movement, and saying, look, I have this joint, and here are all the tissues that act upon that thing. And if one of them isn't working or two of them isn't working, and there's 10 guys, 10 muscles supposed to be working, and I'm only relying and I only have eight working, then I have eight muscles doing the work of 10. And eventually, if that's compensation, that can lead to the problems where people eventually come to see me. And we're trying to really take a look at it and deal with these root causes. And our assessment is really trying to get to the bottom of this. So we're looking at history, like I said, surgical alterations, injuries that never healed, impact trauma, like let's say car accidents, bicycle accidents, sporting accidents, sprained ankles. These are the things that maybe they healed, maybe you returned in your original condition, or maybe it returned to 95%. And maybe being at 95% and engaging in a running program or some other fitness program can create an environment where your hamstring is just being overworked. Mm-hmm. And so our process uncovers the history. It uncovers also too many postural issues. So the beginning part of our process is uncovering your history and anything that might be contributing to your complaint. And we're also looking at nutrition factors. We're looking at it from an all things considered perspective, that your complaint may have many drivers for it. We don't know until we're checking it. And then the next piece would be looking at a physical assessment of you head to toe. If you have ankle dysfunction, might it cause your knee or your hip muscles to have to overwork for a dysfunctional ankle? Possibly. And so that's what we're looking for. So we're looking at joint range of motion, which you might call flexibility. And if you don't have evenness from side to side, it can complicate things and cause your complaints.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good, an interesting question. I think, you know, we talk about, or you talk about the scenario of having a hamstring issue and, you know, maybe one of the muscles that moves the associated joint is being overworked and actually causing problems. And you talk about injury and you talk about surgical alterations. I mean, what kind of things otherwise can affect
why some of the other muscles might not be working right. Is it sometimes postural, or sometimes are the muscles just not getting the signals that they should be getting from the body, or could it be related to actually something on the other side that's causing a problem? I mean, what are some of the things that can contribute to our muscles not being balanced and not working sort of in a real good coordinated effort that can cause some of these chronic injuries or problems to sort of keep popping up?
It's a good question. There's so many things that can contribute to it. It isn't, when we're working on folks, that's why we are thorough in our assessment, because we don't really know what got you into this place. Mm-hmm. We know there's so many areas that can, we've helped people by improving the way that their ankle functions. And they say, I don't know what the heck you're doing, but my hamstring feels a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I understand why. From my perspective, I understand why your hamstring was overworking, because there's a lot of muscles, like let's say your gastrocnemius or plantaris, that are buddies with that hamstring muscle. Mm-hmm. And if they aren't working well and they're not allowing the ankle to move, yeah, absolutely, would the hamstring have to compensate for them? So there are so many things. There are all sorts of different injured states, disease states, nutritional factors, postural things, congenital defects. These are all things that can influence how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you start adding to that a lifetime of exercise, and perhaps one of the contributing factors is exercise choices. People getting check engine lights when they exercise and not listening to them. They feel pain. They feel restriction. They force positions on their body. They are potentially exceeding what their body's capable of. Their body's telling them, hey, don't do this. I'm going to send you a pain signal to hopefully make you stop. But a lot of folks are more focused on the workout and making sure that they reach their goals. And I want them to reach their goals, but I don't want to have them doing damage to themselves and forcing their body into positions and poses and demands that can have a long-term detriment.
Yeah. I think it's, I did a lot of studying of physical medicine when I was in school, and I've done a lot of looking at that and understand when people come in with physical complaints, worked with and have become familiar with practitioners that really understand this concept that really something that's out of balance in your big toe could be affecting headaches that you're having. One thing gets out on your body, and people need to understand that you have this layer of fascia, and your layer of fascia basically encases all of your muscles, all of your ligaments, all of your tendons, and it's one continuous piece of tissue. And imbalances in one place are very likely to cause tightness or looseness or problems in other areas. You see this very commonly in people's backs. If somebody has an area of restricted mobility in their spine, typically above or below that area of restricted mobility, there's hypermobility. Because if the spine isn't going to move in one place, it's got to overmove in somewhere else. And you see these patterns pop up everywhere in the body. And I think that some of the things that you're alluding to, if you have a problem in one area, you don't just always have to focus in that area. You have to understand what else is around that area and what else may be causing a dysfunction. So let's talk about some sort of examples of maybe some people that come in, or some classic examples of common problems that come up that really you guys are good at help, that this system helps to really kind of determine the cause and figure out.
So we've helped a number of different people with a number of different complaints. And ultimately, if there's a problem in your muscular system, then you're probably in the right place. I'm probably a good person to at least have an assessment done to figure out if it's muscle imbalances that are part of the reason why you're seeing me. And when we do our assessments, we're thinking big picture. We're thinking holistically about your whole body. And one thing I just want to bring up before I start talking about some of the anecdotes I have is that you might have 10 people with the same exact complaint. And maybe if you really wanted to, you can get 10 people with the same body types and maybe similar architectural characteristics. And you might have to find 10 different, you might have to resolve it 10 different ways. One person might have been just a knee issue. Another person might be dysfunction in their hip. Another person might be some spinal mechanics issues that their spine doesn't move well. And the interesting thing with the hamstring is it does so many things. It does so many things. I don't think it's really good at any one thing, but it does contribute to so many demands that we place on our bodies. So we've had, I guess, give me a body part and I'll think of somebody that maybe I've worked on, because the anecdotes are so interesting. Some of the things are so straightforward, it might only take a little bit of time, and we're ready to then bridge them to an exercise program to say, hey, look, not only are we going to focus on addressing these things and bridging the gap between rehab and fitness, but now that we have all this data, it's not just maybe time to jump into this exercise program that's generic. Let's customize one that continues to progress you your fitness level and your, let's say, preparedness to use your body for exercise, so that eventually you don't need me anymore, right? That your body's gone through this progression from really painful or restricted emotion to my pain is starting to resolve and I can move better, to I can now exercise without messing myself up, mm-hmm. to I can now starting to approach the things that I really enjoy doing. And that's the kind of timeline that operates best for our folks. So let me think of an example.
Well, are these issues mainly, Mark, that come up for people who are actively exercising or looking to get an exercise, or do these issues come up for somebody who, let's just say, has a chronic neck pain from a previous motor vehicle accident, or, you know, has some chronic shoulder pain or some type of or chronic low back pain that seems to be mostly muscular in origin that isn't really being exacerbated by exercise or wasn't caused by exercise, but it's just causing them sort of a day-to-day amount of discomfort?
Yes. I mean, the folks that we see cover a full spectrum. We have elite triathletes that are doing 140.6 miles worth of swim, biking, and running. And we have other folks that go on a walk a few times a week. We have other people that don't really exercise at all. And so if they have an issue in their muscle system,
yeah, that's what
regardless of the activities that they do in their day, we might be able to help them.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely important to address, because as I mentioned, this whole aspect of, you know, all of your muscles working together, I think is really important. And finding somebody that can look at your system in a holistic way and analyze the flexibility of the different joints, the strength of the different muscles, and try and get at a root cause as to why somebody may be having an issue. Because oftentimes the place where the person feels the problem is not the primary site of where the problem originated. It's the pain signal that they're getting. It's the place that's kind of showing up, but it's not where the original issue has started. And finding somebody that can actually evaluate that situation, understand your body mechanics to a very, very good degree, and help you figure out a program to create muscle balance in the body can really do a lot to alleviate pain. And I think that's kind of the message that you're getting across. We're going to need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, the average person maybe trying to figure out, you know, how to determine what type of exercise somebody should be doing. You know, if you're somebody that hasn't been doing an exercise regimen and you're looking to engage, are there certain things that or questions that people can ask themselves or tips that you can give to maybe get people thinking about what might be good for me if I'm going to start exercising, or I'm already doing an exercise regimen, should I rethink what I'm doing? So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I'm a naturopathic doctor with practices in Annapolis, Bethesda, and Washington, D.C., and associated with the Village Green. If you've never been to the Village Green Apothecary, I highly suggest you stop by. It's a health and wellness pharmacy that's been operating in the Bethesda area for over 40 years. If you're listening to the show, you've probably been there, but if you're just tuning in for the first time, it is a wonderful resource. We have over 10,000 different health and wellness products. We have a full pharmacy that is happy to fill your prescriptions for you, as well as a compounding pharmacy which specializes in making individual medications for people, whether it be nutritional compounds, so customized vitamins, minerals, and nutrient programs, all the way to bioidentical hormones, thyroid formulas. Compounding pharmacies can do a wonderful job at helping to customize your medicine specifically for your needs. And that segues perfectly into the conversation we're talking today. And of course, the show is all about holistic medicine. And today we're talking about a holistic view of looking at your body and looking at your muscles and looking at how all of that contributes to pain and contributes to exercise and performance. So I have with me today Mark Schaefer, who is the owner and operator of Elements of Motion, which is a place here in Washington, D.C., right near the Tenleytown Metro, that specializes in helping people achieve their performance goals and helps people to achieve muscle balance in their body by really taking a holistic view about how all the systems are working together. You can learn more about the center and what they offer by going to www.elementsofmotion.com. So, you know, Mark, we've covered a lot so far in these different segments related to exercise and how your philosophy of looking at the body and looking at muscles is maybe a little bit different, trying to really understand what is also the, you know, heart of naturopathic medicine. It's really understanding the root cause of why something has gone wrong and not just looking at the symptom or why the body has had dysfunction. I mean, you said before, when I asked you some examples, you may get 10 people coming in with the same complaint of knee pain, but, you know, it could be due to 10 different reasons. For one person, it started in their ankle. For the other, it started in their one of their muscles. For the other, it started in their hip. It could be anywhere. And it's the same thing when looking at the body. From my perspective, you could have 10 people that come in with headaches, but hey, listen, every single one of those 10 people for headaches, it might, the origin of the headaches may be have caused from a different source. So that's why this individualized aspect to medicine, I think, is so wonderful for people, because it's not just writing a one-size-fits-all prescription to suppress the symptoms or whatever it might be. Or in your case, it's not just doing focusing on that one muscle with a very specific set of physical therapy or massage or targeted right there. It's understanding where is that pain coming from and where the imbalance is originating from. And that really is what leads to long-lasting relief for people. We've talked a lot about, you know, this concept of, and I like this concept because I'm always pushing people to exercise. And the people who are sitting across from my desk who are looking at me know when they're coming to see a naturopathic doctor that I'm probably going to tell them they need to exercise more if they're not already doing it. Because everybody knows at this point that exercise is pretty much good for you. And pretty much every doctor can't argue the fact that exercise is one of the most important things you can do for your health. And I tell people all the time, if there is one panacea out there, it's exercise. There doesn't seem to be any one single thing that you can do that can have more benefits for your health over the term of your life than regular exercise. So it's so critically important that people are being active and exercising. But most people sitting on the other side of my desk are looking at me going, yeah, I know I should. And before I was, and I've been thinking about getting back to it, you know, but For the people that aren't actively exercising or that have go in and out of exercise, you know, I'd like you to help listeners kind of figure out some things about, you know, what can I think about to decide what kind of exercise is right for me? Because that's the worst case scenario. When I convince someone they need to exercise, they get out and do it and they end up hurting themselves. And I think this is an area of focus that, you know, you bring to the table that not a lot of other people really discuss or talk about. And I think it's really important.
So To answer the question of what should people do, I mean, I think it depends on the person. If someone has minor complaints, I'd say do fun stuff. Find things you think you're going to enjoy. Do it with people that you would enjoy being with. If you're struggling just to start an exercise program, you're going to have to find either some level of fun. There has to be a fun factor or some level of enjoyment with being with people. That's why certain activities like yoga and Pilates are awesome, because it's a community of people that are like-minded and you feel a sense of camaraderie. Some people like solo workouts with time for them to de-stress and like to go on a walk. So I am all about trying to figure out how we can eventually get you to a place where you're having fun while moving your body, having fun while you're perspiring. Because I think long-term, if it isn't fun to some degree, or at least you don't get some sense of accomplishment out of it, you're not going to do it. And so the other issue is what is your body prepared for? So we really try to get people to think about what they would enjoy doing. Maybe, and if they don't think exercise is going to be fun under any circumstance, that's fine. We expose them to different opportunities. And it may take some time to bridge that. So we're trying to bridge it between what I want to do versus what can I do. And I think that for the long term is a really great strategy. So I am a fan of all sorts of different physical activities. You mentioned, you know, you felt kind of crummy in a yoga class. I love yoga. I don't know if yoga is great for certain people's bodies. And even if it is right for certain people's bodies, I don't know if the poses that you're getting into are safe enough for you right now. It might take some time to progress it. Some people, and it's not necessarily that instructors are promoting this. Many, many instructors are very careful, extremely thoughtful. And I don't care what you're talking about, Pilates, yoga, group exercise, they're very thoughtful. But what happens is some people will start forcing poses and positions on their bodies that we need to be careful of getting into. And so that's where I think the discussion needs to go, is saying, do what's fun. Let's maybe take some time to get your body prepared for that. Address these things that might be possible landmines in the future that could lead to a more significant problem down the road. And then teach you about how to approach these things. I have people that have come to me because they've gotten injured in these group classes, something called CrossFit, which is pretty stressful environment. It's pretty stressful exercises that are absolutely geared to make you stronger and more fit, but they're big time things. And it's more of, hey, maybe we need to take some time to progress your body so that you're prepared for that. And so I give them, it could take weeks or months, it could take you maybe even longer to get certain people to that. But if that's what they enjoy, let's make it safe. Let's also teach you about, hey, here are the poses and positions and activities that you need to avoid temporarily. Here's how we're going to progress your body over time to be able to become tolerant to that thing that we're worried about or that we've seen cause problems for you. But ultimately, I just want people to do what they want to do. And if standing on their head is their thing, that's cool. I may not be a big fan of it myself, but if that's what makes you feel better, that's great. But let's make sure that your body's ready for that stress.
Yeah, I mean, I think the important lesson is, especially people who have previous injuries or who have issues, assessing their body and trying to help them understand where their limitations are going to be. You know, if they have a certain type of, you know, chronic shoulder injury or they've had a surgery there, you know, but they're ready to go engage in with a personal trainer to try and build some strength and get fit, there may be some exercises I'm imagining that you'll warn them not to do, or some motions or ranges of motion that they probably shouldn't engage upon that are more likely to aggravate that joint or cause that problem. And I think you said it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt there for a second. But I think one of the take-home messages I think that any exerciser could take at this point from this discussion is, if you're already engaged in it, or you're hoping to become engaged in an exercise program, or you're just frustrated you haven't found the time to do it, is that listen to your body as you're exercising. If I'll be technical for a second. Let's say my shoulder has 90 degrees of some motion, and the activity I'm doing to make me healthier demands, I'm sorry, let's say your shoulder has 60 degrees of motion, but the exercise I want to do requires 90. Well, that's a problem. If your muscle system can give you 60, but the demands of that pose, position, and exercise are forcing 90, that's where your exercise risks go up. Because who's managing the forces and stresses of that exercise at that moment? Well, if your muscle system is only capable of getting you to 60 degrees, and you're going to 90, well, then maybe your ligament's getting stressed, or maybe your bursa's getting stressed, or maybe some other bony part's getting stressed, and you have inflammation there. Your cartilage gets stressed, you get osteoarthritis. Your tendon gets stressed, you get tendonitis. Your fascia gets stressed, you get fasciitis. So that's one of the things that can help a lot of people right now, is don't force positions upon your body. If your body is sending you signals that I have some restriction there, be very careful about how you get there, how you get out of there, how long you stay there, and how you progress from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two is, if you have pain signals, stop. If you feel restrictions, stop and think, maybe it would make sense to get an assessment to figure out how I might want to address this problem in the future and how I might want to temporarily alter what I'm doing to make it fit my body better. And I think that's what we're trying to say to people. A lot of people enter into a class and they're kind of fit into the 10 or so activities of that class and say, hey, look, this is how we do this exercise. This is how you should do it. And this is the magic way of doing that thing. And this is the way we've been doing it for a long time. And if you want to get the benefits of it, you should do it this way. And I'm arguing, let's find exercises that fit you or create exercises that fit your architecture, your current capabilities, and work over time to progress you to more advanced things, quote unquote advanced, or more challenging things over time. And that's what we're trying to bring to the table, is a more customized look of what are your current capabilities, what are your problem areas, what are your restrictions, and how can we eventually get you to a place that you're moving well, feeling great, and doing the things you love to do.
Yeah, and that's really, I think, the key issue is listening to your body. That's the problem I ran into. I think, you know, not we're all, but many of us are, when you put us in a group class or in a group situation and there's an instructor and a leader who's telling you to do something, we all want to please, you know, especially if you're just starting out, you want to be able to do it. It doesn't feel good to fail. You don't want to be the only person in the class who can't do something. You want to try and push your body to do what you're being asked to do. And that's what I ran into in a yoga class when I was just starting naturopathic school, had never done yoga, and they were doing all these poses with folding the knees, and my knees just don't go that way. And it ended up being really painful, and I was sore for several weeks afterwards, and it wasn't something that I should have been doing, but it was a small class and I didn't want to be the person who said I can't do that when everybody else around me was doing it fine. And I think it's a great idea when you're starting a new class, if you have any problem areas of your body, if you have back pain that you know is exacerbated by a certain motion, or you have shoulder pain that you know you can't do certain motions with, you know, talk to the instructor before the class starts and say, hey, listen, I have this problem. My back hurts when I do this. So if we're going to do any poses like that, can you give me a modification, or what should I do if I'm going to do that? Most good instructors will take that into consideration, will understand what your limitations are, and will go out of their way to make sure that you don't hurt themselves. Because, hey, the reality is most instructors get paid by how many people are in their class. And if you get hurt, you're not going to go back. So I think instructors really do want to please and really want to help people succeed in those classes. It's just the mentality of, if you don't ask, if you don't make that aware, or if you already ahead of time don't know the limitations of your body, you don't know where to stop. And you do run the risk of possibly creating some injury.
And the thing that many of us are thinking about is we're not thinking long term. I mean, it's really, really easy to make really good short-term decisions when you're thinking long-term. And a lot of us, if we haven't been exercising or we're trying something new, we want to get the benefits of it right now. We want to be doing what all the advanced people in the class are doing. We want to do it maybe today or next session.
Right.
And we need to recognize that if we do that, we're just taking on more risk. And if you want to continue to exercise for the rest of your life, sometimes you have to lengthen your timelines as far as how long you want that goal to be met. And that's a really good way to think about it too, is that if you're popping in the tape and you're going for it as hard as the instructors are, and you're not even heeding their warnings, you're just going as hard as you can, that might be okay, or it might be too risky for your body.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between injury type pain and fatigue type pain. And,
right.
And you know, heed the injury type pain signals and make sure you pay attention to the fatigue type pain signals. Is it truly fatigue type pain? Or is it something more than that?
Right. And maybe those things are something you could get away with when you were 18, 19, 20, maybe 30 years old. But for people that are starting exercising again or engaging in more active exercise regimens when we're older, it is going to be a little bit tougher. And the other problem is that when you're older and you get injured, as you know, you don't heal quite as fast. So it's even more important as you get a little bit older to respect what your body can do and what can't do, and to design a program around that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be wrapping up this conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during the big summer sale. Now through July 21st, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular top quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I'll be back next week, and then my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning. I'm sure you all have missed her greatly. She's been out for the last few weeks, she will be back with another great show very shortly, so stay tuned for her. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., and today we're wrapping up our conversation with Mark Schaefer. He runs Elements of Motion, www.elementsofmotion.com. He's got over 12 years of experience in the fitness industry and is a certified personal trainer, certified muscle activation techniques specialist, and does a lot of work to really look at a holistic approach to how your body is functioning and how injuries might be manifesting themselves in the musculoskeletal system. We've talked a lot about how to engage in a good exercise regimen. We've covered a lot of ground. I hope it's been helpful for people out there. In this last segment, we're going to touch on a couple other topics. For instance, Mark, I'd like you to talk about, let's say you get there's a lot of really good weekend warriors around here, recreational cyclists, people who do their half marathons, like to do triathlons, and they may not be necessarily, their day job is a lawyer or a doctor or whatever it might be, but they really are in top physical condition and they're looking to improve their performance overall. This would sort of be the category that I fit into. I don't have any overt pain anywhere. I don't have any overt injuries. I don't really feel bad in any way on my bike or in my activities, but could there possibly be things going on in my body in relation to muscle imbalances or other problems that are holding me back from performing better?
So it's all about efficiency. So if you're cycling and you have places to man in your body and you have certain muscles that are going to be challenged by this, right? And efficiency would be that all the muscles that are on these movement teams are all contributing their fair share. So this great anecdote about she's an age group winning triathlete, and she's done Olympic distance triathletes and sprints and half Ironmans, and she frequently wins, if not come in the top three in her age group. And I worked on her one day, and we were working on this problem, this movement problem, where her hip didn't extend. So which is kind of a key thing in cycling and in running, that hopefully all your hip movers and extension can do this.
Now, was that bothering her overtly, or she just in to talk about increasing performance, and you were doing your initial evaluation, found that hip wasn't extending properly, and kind of said, well, maybe we should work on this.
So I work on her, and then the next day she set a personal best where her primary complaint was, I'm getting slower, and I don't feel even as I run. I feel like my one side is heavy. I have a bit of a restriction in certain places, and so it's nothing awful, but it just wasn't optimal. And so I worked on it, and then she texted me and said, I just set a personal best, and her training up to that point had been curtailed by this. And her times were getting slower. So it was a great example of, if you can get and improve the efficiency of your muscle system, where efficiency defined as everybody's doing their job, everyone has their role and they're doing it, you can often see changes in output, that my times can get faster, that maybe this is a thing. And I have a couple of folks I work on that just finished are training for or just finished the Ironman distance. And so this one guy who had been injured, we were working with him, he just did a sprint triathlon. I'm sorry, an Olympic distance triathlon this past weekend. And 2 months ago, he wouldn't be able to do it. But the sensation for him is also changing, that he has freedom of motion, that this isn't so limited or heavy anymore. And that's what we're attempting to do. That's what we're working towards when we do this assessment, all these things, even with people without complaints,
right,
is identify this before it gets to be problematic and maybe even help you achieve your fitness goals, that so that your training workouts are yielding the changes in performance that you want.
Sure. So then let's talk about, you know, performance and training and how that, you know, process kind of works. You've kind of talked about some of like the hallmarks of a good training program and how should people expect to kind of progress as they get fitter in a realistic standpoint.
So it's I want to talk about the things that you should probably be thinking about to support your goals. So not only should you have a smartly designed program, but audit it from time to time and say, are these things that I'm doing to myself, are they really designed to get the goals that I want? Or what are my strengths and weaknesses from a performance perspective? So like when I'm working with someone, I look at strengths and weaknesses initially as architectural issues of joint doesn't move well things. But down the road, you might want to start thinking about performance with regards to, if I do this workout, how does that stress my body and how is it going to adapt to it? Will it get the goal that I want? Will it make me faster? Will it improve my endurance? Will it improve my recovery? So thinking as it from a physiologist, you're thinking, is this demand driving the goal, the change in my body? The other part of it is periodization, this idea of periods of training devoted towards these certain goals. Within that, am I resting well enough? So not only am I putting the right exercise stress on me to get achieve my goals, but am I recovering well enough? Do I have a time maybe between my big events that I'm devoted towards not doing anything and recovering? Perhaps after, you know, like I know some folks that just finished an Ironman and they're not doing much right now. That's really wise of them to let their body heal. And then there's rest in between big workouts within a week of what are you doing? How do you rest? Are you having enough time to recuperate? Ultimately, exercise is breaking down cells and recovery is about repairing them to prepare you for the next time that you go out. Mm-hmm. Nutrition is huge, pre, during, and post-workout nutrition, depending on what you're doing. Are you fueling your body to prepare you for those events? And that's what the Village Green Apothecary people are trying to do, is thinking about, yes, we know that there's benefits of exercise, but are you supporting it in all the different ways? Are you sleeping well? Are you getting the right nutrients into your system? So a lot of people just do it, and that's great, but we're trying to approach it like, well, let's do it forever. And here, are you doing X, Y, and Z things to support that goal?
Right, and let's get the most out of it as well. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people in this town, they don't have, I still say it, a lot of people make up for a lack of creativity or lack of appropriate planning by just doing a lot of exercise. And so if you don't have the time to make up for lack of appropriateness with a lot of volume, then hopefully, if you only have time to work out 3 days a week, they're good. They're good workouts. Right. They're appropriate for your body. They're designed to get you what you want, and they're efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all very good points. And, you know, just a brief mention from the nutrition aspect of it, we didn't really get into that today, but clearly whenever you're dealing with any kind of injury or pain related issue, it is always related to inflammation. And there's very, very good research on how different nutrients and supplying your diet with certain nutrients and supplementing your diet with certain nutrients can really improve the nutrition and feed the health of the cells or feed the health of an injured bone or a ligament or a tendon or a muscle or whatever it might be, and just sort of decrease inflammation globally across the body. We're talking things like vitamin D helps with pain, sensory issues. SAMe can help reduce pain in chronic injury and chronic pain situations. Fish oil is extremely effective at helping to reduce inflammation. Herbal extracts like curcumin are very good at reducing inflammation. And these are the kind of things that people at the Village Green, as you mentioned, Mark, are really good at helping people figure out what type of nutrients and supplements might be useful for you through this process of recovery, and also to help your body be nutritionally as balanced as possible so you can get the most out of your exercise and performance. So, Mark, we're just about out of time here. Any last closing comments that you want to wrap up before we go?
Well, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here. I've enjoyed it. And hopefully people, the take-home message is think, sense how you feel. And if you feel that you're forcing positions and you're doing things that aren't appropriate for your body, you might be. And it might make sense for you to get a professional assessment of your strengths and weaknesses and how your body's functioning. And we've helped a lot of people with these things, and perhaps we might be able to help you.
Yeah, it's a very simple statement, but creates a lot of complex issues for people, and it is something that we oftentimes don't do enough. So if you'd like to learn more about Mark and his center, you can go to www.elementsofmotion.com. This is Dr. Kevin Passero signing off for the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back next week, so stay tuned. This is me wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Mitt Romney is off the campaign trail today, but is still surrounded by political controversy over when he ceded control of the private equity firm.